Jackson Dart went 17 of 21 with one interception in Thursday's joint practice against the Miami Dolphins, as charted by Ed Valentine at Big Blue View. And the throw everyone left talking about was a 50-yard touchdown to rookie receiver Malachi Fields, dropped in down the sideline after a pocket escape, per Anthony Rivardo at Empire Sports Media. In a practice where the heat index cleared 100 degrees, the second-year quarterback's deep ball was the story. John Harbaugh's framing afterward was, "Those are good chunk plays for us, and we had a number of chunk gains off of play action." One caveat on the charting, Matt Sidney at G-Men HQ logged the same session at 16 of 22, so pick your charter, the shape holds, and one on the interception, which Rivardo described as a miscommunication with the receiver rather than a bad decision. Fields, who caught all three of his targets in the preseason opener, keeps stacking days with the starting quarterback. The practice's other headline was the defense, which spent the afternoon in Miami's backfield. Harbaugh called the pass rush ferocious, and Brian Burns, on the field and in full voice after two quiet weeks on the injury ledger, described the unit's posture as, "We don't wait to get punched in the mouth by offensive lines," both per Valentine. It got chippy. Multiple fights broke out in the heat, and guard Jermaine Elwemenor was disciplined for a punch to the face mask, treated as a 15-yard penalty under the practice rules, per Valentine. Harbaugh's summary, "I think we leave the practice a better team," is a coach's line, but the tape backed the defense's half of it. Saturday's game, honestly framed, Giants 26, Dolphins 3 at Hard Rock Stadium, with more than a dozen starters and key reserves scratched. Dart, Malik Nabers, and Burns among them, per Michael Haney and Patricia Traina at Giants on SI. So this was the depth chart's night, and the depth chart won it going away. Jameis Winston went 15 of 21 for 150 yards and ran for an 11-yard touchdown on the opening drive, his second efficient outing in as many weeks. Darius Slayton caught 4 of 6 targets for 58 yards, sixth-round rookie J.C. Davis played every snap at left tackle and allowed one pressure, and cornerbacks Greg Newsome and Paulson Adebo, back from injury, combined to allow one catch on 4 targets per Haney and Traina. The kicking competition refused to separate. Undrafted rookie Dominic Zvada hit from 43 and 32 yards, Ben Sauls from 47 and 37, both perfect, per the team's game analysis, with Sydney reporting Zvada at 54 of 58 across camp attempts, including a 60-yarder. The bad days made the trip too. Tyrone Tracy fumbled for the second consecutive week, this time in Miami's end of the field, and Odell Beckham Jr. dropped what Haney and Traina called a certain touchdown while catching 2 of 4 targets for 17 yards, a miss that keeps his roster conversation open rather than closed. Two real status changes this week, and both point the right direction. Malik Nabers took his first full-speed team reps since his knee reconstruction on Monday. 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 periods, managed workload, red non-contact jersey, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, and his own read on the day. "My soul's been dead for so long just being away from the game. Getting out there and having my teammates behind me kinda felt that." Nobody has committed him to the September 13th opener against the Dallas Cowboys. The team remains non-committal, per John Flanagan at SNY, and Harbaugh's Friday version was hope, not schedule. You can hope, sure. I hope he's out there. I'm praying for it, certainly, but we'll see. The second change came in the backfield. The Giants signed Najee Harris to a 1-year deal Tuesday, per Miles Simmons at Pro Football Talk, releasing Juju Smith-Schuster in the corresponding move, per the team's announcement. Harbaugh was direct about where the veteran back is in his return from last season's Achilles tear. "He's not back 100%. He's not in football shape yet. So, if we are able to do something, it'll be a process." Harris took 11-on-11 reps Thursday and looked good doing it, per Valentine, then sat Saturday. Housekeeping, center. John Michael Schmitz cleared the concussion protocol and returned to team drills Monday, per Matt Sidney at GMNHQ, and offensive lineman Daniel Faalele was traded to Jacksonville for a 2027 sixth-round pick, per the team's announcement. Back in July, we previewed the Giants as a genuinely interesting bet. 2 bounce flags, a top-10 graded young roster, and John Harbaugh's record of never underperforming his talent, with the honest uncertainty concentrated in 2 files. Dart's deep ball and Nabers' rebuilt knee. We've been checking that preview against camp each week, and this was the best week either file has had. The deep ball produced its longest verified completion of the summer against someone else's defense, and the knee took live team reps on schedule. The one entry running the other way is Tracy's two-week fumble ledger, which the Harris signing answers only if the Achilles cooperates. One more check before the season. What to watch? Whether Neighbors sheds the red jersey for contact periods ahead of the Dallas opener and Friday's finale against the New York Jets, plus the cutdown calls that follow, Beckham's spot and the Zvada Sol's kicking job are the two the tape hasn't settled. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.